Darko doesn't waste any time. He has a rehearsal today with his band, and the room where they play costs $2 to rent. In Myanmar, that's the equivalent of a day's wages.
Most of the time, I'm such a downer, you know. I find it life is pointless or meaningless, you know, because here life's not very promising. So I was looking for a reason to live for. So, and then I found that there was music. Yeah, I think it makes me worth living.
Darko a downer? Hard to imagine. The 31-year-old has smiling eyes, and he takes his fate as an unknown, hard-working musician with a lot of humor. Darko founded the indie rock band Side Effect in 2004. But he and the other two band members cannot make a living from their music. So Darko and his wife Emily run a small tailor's shop. He doesn't like the job much, but he sees no other way to get by. When he learned about crowdfunding and this new possibility to finance an album recording session, Darko seized the chance. It was a huge success when Side Effect raised $3,000 through a crowdfunding website. But then the US-based online platform suddenly realized they couldn't transfer the donated money because the US has imposed economic sanctions on Myanmar.
I felt like shit. I was very disappointed, you know. That wasn't fair, you know, just because we are from Myanmar.
The music industry in Myanmar consists almost entirely of cover bands that rewrite their own heartfelt texts to successful Western pop songs. But Side Effect wanted to be different. They worked hard and spent years finding their own style. You could say Side Effects are outsiders in the music scene, but that's what they prefer. Unfortunately, though, that means they don't get a lot of chances to perform. And when they do, they don't usually get paid and even have to rent the equipment themselves. Darko faces a lot of obstacles. One of the biggest has to do with his lyrics, which mostly have to do with the depressing reality of everyday life in Myanmar. Before recording Side Effect's debut album, all his texts had to pass censorship. Then the politics changed in Myanmar, and this censorship was abolished last summer.
I'm not very, very happy about it. You know, it's just no censorship, but you know, it doesn't mean you have the freedom to write whatever. We are now in danger, actually. They would put you to jail. Very afraid of it. I mean, like, you know, maybe in the next few years, I mean, you will see maybe the democratic government put Side Effect into jail or something. I don't know. Let's see.
But for now, just the opposite has happened. He got to play his first gig ever in Europe. With the help of two German documentary filmmakers who got to know him while filming the punk scene in Yangon, Side Effect was invited to play three concerts in Germany. The tour was funded by the Goethe Institute. Just a year ago, this culture exchange would have been unimaginable. But with Myanmar becoming more open, Darko could perform for the first time in a Western country. Festsaal Kreuzberg, an independent concert venue in Berlin. Never before has Darko performed in front of so many people. The audience is on fire.
Thank you so much for coming tonight. This means a lot to us because we never thought we would be touring Germany one day.
Are you ready?
The crowd starts dancing during the first song, and just a few minutes later, the whole room is bouncing. Some are even stage diving. The Berlin crowd goes crazy when Side Effect starts playing their new song Change, one of the very few optimistic songs. The audience quickly picks up the chorus and sings along with Darko. After the concert, Darko is visibly exhausted, but also very moved.
Oh, I enjoy it very much. I think they really enjoy the good music. It's not about faking it. It's just being yourself. Just be yourself. Maybe it's gonna take a while. Maybe 10 years, 15 years, or 20 years. One day, people will appreciate your work.
This is Nadine Wojcik for DW in Berlin.